it's the 7th of June, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Prior to last night's no-confidence vote in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership, Bedford's two Conservative MPs were clear on which way they intended to vote. Richard Fuller, the MP for North East Bedfordshire, stated, "I shall be voting in support of the Prime Minister this evening." Nadine Dorris, Culture Secretary and MP for Mid Bedfordshire, tweeted, "He 100% has my vote." The unapologetic PM faced the vote following lockdown rule violations outlined in the Sue Gray report, known to the public as the Partygate scandal. A minimum of 180 votes were required to win a no-confidence secret ballot. The Prime Minister exceeded that amount by 31 votes. Under Conservative Party rules, Mr. Johnson cannot receive another challenge to his leadership for another 12 months. Residents in the Bedfordshire village of Upper Caldicot were temporarily left without access to gas and electricity yesterday morning following a gas leak in the area. Some evacuations took place and a number of roads were closed around Pound Close, while emergency services, gas and electricity board personnel dealt with the issue. A police foot chase led to the capture and arrest of a Luton drug dealer. Hazefa Khan tried to elude police officers after attempting to complete the sale of Class A drugs to two users in Aylesbury. While running, Mr. Khan threw drugs underneath cars parked in the vicinity. The 20-year-old has pleaded guilty to two counts of possession with intent to supply Class A drugs and will receive 3 years in jail. The John Bunyan Community Boat, in operation since 2013, has received the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. The recognition occurred during the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebration and is among the highest honours in the UK for a voluntary organisation. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.